Zocles, and they're here, the podcasting beats with the Professor John Gotti. Johnny, you know that the weekend must have been fun when we had a worm sighting. That's right. You get a fat guy touchdown, a fat guy spike, and a fat guy dance as the Dolphins go on to 6 in a row.
Yeah, we thought they were dead in the water. We thought that they were flopping on the deck like a fish. How apropos.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. That we had the worm, but they were flopping like a fish at the start of the season after starting pretty well.
Yeah, that but, they definitely turned
I mean,
around.
This season has been all about turnarounds.
Not about the Benjamins, I know that.
No.
It's all about the Benjamins!
No, I mean, we had that, yeah, we had shutouts, we had upsets, quote-unquote.
Hey, let's jump into it because, I mean, I don't want to... I mean, I think Kansas City and the Chargers really kicked us off this week, honestly. I mean, that Thursday game really put us out there. And then Saturday...
It left us at a high.
Yeah, because Saturday, I would say, kept us trending.
I enjoyed the Saturday game.
Yeah, I think New England versus Indianapolis was really good. Yes, you did choose the Colts. That's right. You did. And it's what I said. I mean, I thought New England had the plan locked, you know, make Carson Wentz, make the team one-dimensional, but they just let Taylor run wild a little bit.
Which is crazy because the funniest part throughout that entire game is they're talking about, yes, Bill Belichick is so well in getting rid of your best weapon.
Right.
And he didn't. And then... he scored another touchdown. And they tried again. And you know what? He scored another touchdown. And now everyone is lording exactly what Doc El Idolo stated weeks ago when he said Jonathan Taylor should be the MVP. Doc said it first, folks.
I did.
He said it first.
I think it's still out there that he can do it.
Doc's advocate when it comes to that. So anyone who says that they were first, you wasn't. It was Doc El Idolo. But he had a monster game. And the Colts defense was just swarming. Like, I love it. They were
and then special
swarming.
Teams, special teams, they blocked a punt. I think that also helped. And honestly, it just didn't look good. You know, Mac Jones, you know, for the first time in a couple of weeks, looked like a rookie.
Yeah.
But it could be cold. I mean, you think about it, in the past, 2 weeks, he had only thrown, 4 passes. So then you come out here and expect him to throw 20, 30, 40 passes.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Okay. You're a freshman quarterback in the NFL. I feel like that's.
Speaking of professional quarterbacks, let's move on to them boys versus the Giants. I was so disappointed. Mike Glennon getting another start. Giants lose 21.
That's what you were disappointed about?
Yeah.
Because if there's anything to be disappointed about in this game, was that Cowboys offense.
Well, this is what I'm going to say. Number one, give the ball to Pollard, right? I've been saying this. Give the ball to Pollard.
Been saying that.
I don't know what's going to happen with Zeke. Number two, they got to take care of the drops. I mean, way too many drop passes yesterday. From the playmaker number 88, I don't mean Michael Irvin. I'm talking about Mary Had a Little CeeDee Lamb. He dropped some wide open passes. Michael Gallup did not gallop into the end zone. And Amari was definitely not hanging with Mr. Cooper. I don't know what was going on, but 21-6. They should have destroyed the Giants, but they kind of kept it, you know, pretty close.
I'm happy I didn't say this was going to turn into a bloodbath because, you know, I kind of made that read last week, one of the games, but I was like, the Cowboys offense has been the definition of inconsistency.
It doesn't match with their record. I know that.
Yes.
Sure. I'm hoping that, you know, for their
it doesn't match with the record nor the talent.
Agreed. We're moving on here. We got the Houston Texans. I think we both called the Texans beating the Jags. Or did I say the Jags? I can't remember now.
You had the Jags.
Yeah, he didn't show up at all.
Post.
That's all right.
Post Urban Meyer. I'm like,
which
the Jaguars are still the Jaguars.
Yeah, which Urban Meyer saying that he never kicked, you know, the kicker was pretty crazy. It's like they tried to pull the shade down over our eyes, kind of thing.
Is it the wool over my eyes?
Something like that. You just never know what's going to fall down over your eyes. But the Texans get the W. Jacksonville moves back into a potential number one slot for the first pick of the draft again for right now.
I feel like that's exactly what their mindset is now. I mean, they're talking about, you know, trying to build and, you know, finish up the season strong. But I'm like, you might as well just let it go. Just let it go.
Next, we got the Tennessee Titans versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that could this be why the Duke had you outside a little longer than usual.
This was before we went.
I know. I just wanted to throw that in there.
I'll quote urinating tree. Steelers jump Super Bowl.
Wow, Steelers get to win 19-13. I pretty much was sure that the Titans would win, but that's okay.
Yeah, we both had the Titans winning, so
I mean, yeah, we did. Closer game than we expected here. We have the Jets losing to the Dolphins 24-31. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, the Jets have some potential. That's why I don't think Salah's going to get fired. I think they're missing a couple pieces, and they'll get it together. But shout out to the Dolphins, 6 in a row, and we got the worm sighting.
Yeah, I feel like that's the only thing people talk about this game is just the worm.
Agreed.
that's all I'm hearing when it comes to this game.
When I woke up this morning, I said, didn't I say I wanted the thumbnail? Oh, yeah, it was the worm.
Now people are criticizing the worm because apparently he's doing it backwards. So stupid. Like,
hey, a backwards worm sounds impressive.
I mean, just doing the worm period is impressive.
Facts.
I know I can't do it.
yeah, facts, same. Next, we have the shocker of the weekend, the Arizona Cardinals losing to the Detroit Lions. And not just losing, but, I mean, really, really getting manhandled. Yeah, all game long.
We're going to get copyrighted.
30-12.
We only get like 7 seconds of that.
Yeah, but I know. It was really, really bad. I think... yeah, I mean, I know Nuke was out, but it's just no excuse.
No, it wasn't. There's no excuses there. You still got James Conner. You still have
everybody else.
Christian Kirk, Zach Ertz, AJ Green. Like, there's no excuses for that. They just didn't go out there and play at all. It was so bad. They brought in Colt 45, Colt McCoy in, and I mean, that's when they kind of surrendered the rest of the game there. But
yeah,
this was just bad. And it also hurt the Lions on their tanking effort, too.
Right. Right. Which is fine because, you know, I don't think they ever wanted to be that bad, you know, so.
No, well, we kept saying that they were the best, you know, non-winning team in NFL history because they show that they have the drive to be able to win games. They just kept losing some heartbreakers.
Facts. Well, next we have the Buffalo Bills versus the Carolina Panthers.
I'm back! Get on the bench. Put the Newton back in the box.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, Carolina tried. They fired Joe Brady. They brought Cam back. They've done multiple things. I mean, not to say it's Cam's fault. I mean, he led the team in passing and rushing, but they just don't have it. I mean, they probably wish they had the number one pick in the draft, if we're being honest, or a top five pick. So I could see them possibly trading because they're going to need a quarterback really, really bad.
Really, really bad.
Next, we got Cincinnati with the Denver Broncos, where we had a scary moment there with Teddy B.
Yeah, luckily he's fine, but it was really, really bad.
Yeah, definitely prayers go out to him. And the Bengals get the W 15-10. Very, interesting score there.
It was a defensive heavy game.
Yeah, but we both called the
kitty goes meow.
Yeah, that kitty's meowed. Next, we got the San Francisco 49ers beating the Falcons. Kind of what we expected. but you just didn't know what Falcon team was going to show up.
Yep.
But it looks like we found out what 49er team showed up, and that's the one that wins games.
Yeah.
Next year, we got the Baltimore Ravens actually pushing the Green Bay Packers to the limit. A lot of people questioning the last – one of the last play calls, Johnny.
Yeah. Go for the tie, again, go for the win. I feel like – I mean, first of all, like, you have to take the gamble. You know, you know this as a head coach. Sometimes you have to take the gamble. If it works out, great. You know, this is another one of those. In hindsight, people are going to say this is a bad call. But if it worked, John Harbaugh is an absolute genius. Like, you can't have it both ways.
No,
you can't. God. Like, give credit to the Ravens and to Huntley. For willing the team back. And now everyone's talking about, should Huntley be the starting quarterback going forward? Now they're starting to throw in these speculation garbage out there. The Packers are the first team this year to clinch a playoff berth. So big congrats to
them. Well deserved, too.
They also wrapped up the NFC North as well.
No, they killed it without question.
So I want to give my dues to the Packers because they did what they needed to do. And hopefully that's reflective also in both the power rankings and the QB index.
As far as Huntley goes, I'll say this. Should he be a starting quarterback? The jury's still out.
Of course.
He better than, you know, the likes of, you know, again, a Mike Glennon? Not trying to play Mike Glennon out. Not trying to. You know, is he better than a Mike Glennon? Is he better than a General Mills? Right? Is he better even than Cam right now? Possibly.
I would say that one's a little bit more accurate to say, based off of how we know Cam could perform versus how he's been performing.
Right. I mean, when we look around the NFL, you know, somebody like Tyler Huntley, if a team wants to run a similar offense to what the Ravens run.
And I think he can run a basic West Coast type of offense.
Yeah. He did a pretty good job.
Yeah, like I think that this offense is more predicated towards Lamar's strengths and he's just playing off of that. But like I would love to see what he'd be able to do in a, you know, more traditional type of offense.
And then here's the thing. I mean, when I look at it, and then, of course, we're going to move on to the last game. Very, you know, excited to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got 13 targets to Mark Andrews and 14 targets to Marquise Brown. I don't think I've ever seen so many targets to their primary weapons, which is really, really huge. I mean, they both.
And I had Mark Andrews in my former fantasy team, too. Same, and like, I would have been so happy. With that type of performance.
10 receptions. It never happened. So, of course, Mark Andrews praised Tyler Huntley after the game. Like,
of course.
Get the damn ball. Oh, but lastly, Johnny.
Oh, boy.
We got that defensive juggernaut game. The offensive crap of the week. We had the Bucks hosting the New Orleans Saints. Both defenses were flying around. I mentioned that
11-point favorites.
Yeah, 11-point favorites. And the question that I read before the game was, can the Bucks win the game by 11? Dang it, can they score, man? 9-0. First and foremost, shout out to the Bucks defense.
The defense did their job.
When I turned into this game in the second half, because I went out to, you know, take care of some things. And
you saw an owl sighting, too.
I did. I should have put that as the freaking thumbnail. I tuned into this game. You know, it's 6-0. You know, it's
manageable. It's pretty regular.
But by the time I got back, both receivers were out. And then you actually text me and said that, you know, Lenny was out. And I'm just like, yo, what the bleep is going on? Which, like,
you know, we hope a quick recovery for Chris Godwin, who's out for the season.
Yeah,
MCL. Mike Evans should be fine. This is also updates to injuries. And Leonard Fournette may miss a few more weeks. So he may be playoff eligible.
Which stinks is that, you know, Chris was on pace to break the team record in receptions.
Yep.
You know, Mike obviously is like, you know, 100-something yards away from his, you know, 8,000-yard season. This is great for Leonard Fournette to get healthy is great. But this is a good confidence booster for Ronald Jones and Keyshawn Vaughn. Hopefully those two will, you know, step it up in the absence. I know Keyshawn Vaughn had the fumble-itis last season, and he can't do that this year. Or actually, it wasn't last season. It was earlier this year.
It was earlier this year.
You know,
also, so Rojo, too.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like, you know, and they just can't do that. It's playoff time. The Bucks were 10-4. We should have won the NFC South last night. But now we have to freaking wait. hopefully, you know, whatever happens. But we had some really, really questionable decisions, you know, obviously.
Of course.
In the third quarter, Brady taking off the run and fumbles it from behind.
That could have been points. The Packers also clinched the division as well.
Yeah, they were monsters. I assume that's home field, or they didn't clinch home field.
No, they didn't clinch the number one spot yet.
That's right, because we beat them, so they probably got to wait till we lose or something.
Yep.
And then on fourth and one, throwing a bomb to Gronk in the third
quarter. It was questionable. Yeah. I mean, I understand they wanted to be aggressive, but
yeah,
it was just something wasn't right that night for the offense. And
yeah. And then, you know, the poor, you know, what my ladies are talking about, the poor Microsoft tablet that was thrown in the fourth quarter.
I mean, and of course, that's been memed and gifted and all this crap. Like, people are just waiting for stuff to meme on.
You know what I was about to tell them? Like, that's how I feel when I'm screaming on the sideline.
That's how Doc feels every single time he walks on that field and he sees his teams.
I'm screaming like, hey, you know, watch the slant. And then there's a freaking slant. And if I had a freaking clipboard or something, I would be like,
Scott, can we get Doc like a clipboard or like a little $10 tablet?
I would just throw it. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? Coach, I heard you. What do you mean you heard me? Why didn't you move?
Okay, we're going to need Doc to calm it down a little bit.
But yeah, that's pretty much what happens. But it's okay. But Johnny, for, you know, very weird and unprecedented time, obviously we had all this COVID stuff. The NFL did postpone some games. We got two games tonight, one at 5 p.m. and one at the traditional 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. We got the Raiders. We got the Browns. I think we chose these games last week.
Yep.
You know, so
had the Browns, and I believe you picked the Raiders.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to stick?
I'm going to stick with it. Might as well. I mean, right now, this entire game is a complete toss-up. We have no clue if this game is actually going to happen, folks. Like, that's how ridiculous it is.
This is true. So we got the Raiders, which I don't see I put on here. There it is, Brown. Yeah, I did choose the Raiders. Which is fine. It's fine. Right?
You want to change your decision?
No.
You sure?
No. I'm going to stick with the Raiders. But we got Minnesota Vikings headed to Chicago. Who do you have, sir?
Skull. I'm picking the Vikings. He liked that. He liked that a lot.
No. That was perfect. I was dang near perfect. I am also going to pick the Vikings. Although, watch out for this Bears defense. Obviously, number 6 in the league. They're actually 13th in rushing. The Vikings defense is what, even though they have a lot of people flying around and they make some great plays, just watch out for that Bears number six defense, especially the week that we've been seeing.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears made this competitive, but I am picking the Vikings. You're absolutely right. The Bears offense has been the absolute bear drizzle.
That's literally the reason I'm picking the Vikings. Like,
yeah. But Johnny,
it is the best of two evils.
It is. But Johnny, I know the people heard this
podcast. Wait. Before you do that, we do need to make a dishonorable mention for that quote unquote boxing match.
Oh, God. Which one? They were all drizzle.
Well, I didn't want to watch the basketball player and the football player flounder around.
That's so dumb.
Everyone's talking about, of course, the main event bout as the meme machine now, Tyron Woodley, got knocked out in the sixth round with a overhead smash shot from Jake Paul. Sir, when I saw this shot, I am like, why is this guy out-code on his feet?
It was a good shot, man. It was the shot that I kept asking Deontay Wilder to throw. It was exactly the same punch that was open in the Wilder-Fury match, but he just never took it. Shout out to – listen, Woodley got caught slipping, and, I mean, now people have to ask him, just like they asked Annie, are you okay?
Yikes.
but
I mean, the memes were hilarious. Many were hurtful.
I believe it.
People are calling this the WWE.
I saw that. I did see that. And then he's been challenged again. Number one by freaking Le'Veon Bell, which. Le'Veon Bell does box. I don't want to play Le'Veon Bell out, but
the question now is, does he start going towards more competition? And that's been the question since the Nate fight.
Yeah, because now you're getting challenged not from just boxers, but you got UFC people challenging.
Yep. Football players now.
Yeah, so
you already knocked out a basketball player.
Right.
That was because he was trying to fight like he was in the street. And that's right. Something you don't do in boxing.
It's just not something that you do. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I would like to see him in a traditional fight. But at this point, he's definitely going in on a slight money grab.
Of course.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
You can't knock the hustle, but, this is honestly, he's doing a lot for boxing.
He's making it notable. That's true. I can agree with that. He is definitely doing that.
Yeah, and he's adding some emphasis on female boxing as well too. The undercard fight was amazing.
Yeah,
I figured let me throw that in there because not a lot of people were going to talk about that fight.
Yeah, so the Pauls are doing their thing. They probably have a great career in promoting. Obviously, using their social media experience pretty much to catapult them into this.
This is literally just striking while the iron's hot, using your audience to, elevate a new project that they have. And boxing is, a heck of a project that they have. So I just wanted to make sure that we at least acknowledge what happened.
Yeah. Just like I'm going to acknowledge that I know the people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform. But if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over these Monday night games as well as give you a preview of the Tuesday night games. Because apparently we got Tuesday night games. But be sure to tune in tomorrow for the news, the analysis, and the reads.
Tuesday. Tuesday night football.